Welcome to the teaching ministry of Dan Olin and Best Life Church. Our desire is for Holy Spirit to open up your vantage points to heaven's perspectives and experience living God in real time. Father really does think you're amazing. Enjoy the message.
Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to have some good things coming up. Mark your calendars, October 8th. Everybody say October 8th. Unless you'd rather have it a different day. I was wrestling with the 8th or the 15th. So we have it on the calendar for the 8th. 5 o'clock. Everybody say the 8th, on October 8th at 5 o'clock. So we'll watch that movie. It's going to be fantastic. And I believe the Spirit of God is going to make deposits inside of you that are going to adjust you even further into the kingdom. Amen? We're going to do some new things in October too. I'll bring those up to you next week. The rest of this year, I'm telling you, we're going to go out with a bang. Anybody here? Everybody paying attention? The rest of this year, we're going to go out with a bang. In a good way, yeah. That can mean something else nowadays. We're going to do some things this morning. I really like Pastor Shelby said, I could go a number of different directions. This morning, I have almost prepared for any possible direction. But we're just going to play it by ear and we'll see which way we go. I certainly don't need to over-spiritualize things, but I know first and foremost that today, how many knew today was declared a National Day of Prayer? For those of you that didn't know, it was. Just this last week, I think. Anyway, so we're gonna get in on that, but I wanted to show you some things, and I wanted to present something to you before we do that. I want to present something to you as something for you to ponder and pray about. I was thinking about what's happened in our nation. We've talked about it in the last couple of weeks. And then on the tail end of that, we see these things happening. Hurricanes hitting the southern coast. And they thought for a while that one was going to hit the east coast. For those of you that are watching the news, you know what I'm saying. And we know what happened in Texas, and we're going to pray for the people in Texas, the state of Texas, and all the people there. But I want to present something to you to chew on. And I think it's areas in scriptures that maybe our natural thought process can't wrap our heads around. So a lot of times, if we can't wrap our heads around it, we kind of discount it or skip over it or, we just kind of read what we think it says. Hebrews chapter 2. This is actually quoting Psalms chapter 8. And it said, "For he did not subject to angels the world to come," speaking of this one that we're in right now, "concerning which we are speaking, but one has testified somewhere," which is Psalms 8, "saying, what is man that you remember him, or the son of man that you are concerned about him? Everybody say the Son of Man. How many know that's a title for for human beings? Right? And he goes on to say in verse 7, he says, "You've made him a little lower than the angels. You've crowned him with glory and honor. You've appointed him over the works of your hands, and you've put all things in subjection under his feet." And it goes on to say, "For in subjecting all things to him," what's the next three words? "You left nothing." Everybody said that. He left nothing that's not subject to him. Now, who is this talking about? Human beings, right? "But now we do not yet see all things subject to him." He goes on to say, sorry, wrong one. That's the last screen. "We don't yet all see things subject to him," and it goes on talking about, but we do see Jesus, and then it goes off and it's speaking about him. And what I wanted to bring out to you folks is this, is maybe there's something going on that human beings don't talk about. You know, human beings, a lot of times, they talk about the acts of God, right? Right? Is anybody here this morning? Everything's blamed on God. But what if things that happened didn't happen because of God? They happened because the earth was reacting to the environments that man was presenting. Let me give you some examples. Romans chapter 8, verse 17, of course we know this is talking about the new creation, man and woman. It says, if we're heirs also, we're heirs of God, and we're fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we will also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed. This translation, the NASB, says to, but the actual Greek translation says into us. I know there are things that are supposed to be revealed into you, inside of you. He goes on to say in verse 19, he says, "For this anxious longing of the creation," is that talking about the earth? "Waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from the slavery and corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God." So I'm going to know the earth right now is in subjection and slavery to the corrupted system. Is anybody here this morning?
Yeah.
Watch this in verse 22. "For we know the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now." Now I want you to notice Psalms 115. What if what we're seeing is simply the earth convulsing because it's submitted to the environment that natural man has presented? Let me ask you a question. What was going on in the nation before this happened? Think about the environment that was in the nation. What has not been on the news recently? What has not been the environment recently because of what has happened? Not because God did it. I know there are natural human beings that say God did it, but I'm not saying he did it. Notice in Psalms 115 it says, "The heavens are the Lord's." The heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but what does the next thing say? Everybody read it together. One, two, three, read. Who does the earth belong to? Psalms 82, look at this one. Psalms 82, verses 5 through 7. It says, this is speaking of natural men, they do not know nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are what? I said, you are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. Is that a true statement? Was man made in the image of God? So then God turned around and gave man the earth, right? Your Bible says that. I didn't put that in there. Notice that this verse says that the earth reacts and responds to what man sets in motion. He says, you don't realize that you're walking around completely oblivious. You're completely, all the foundations of darkness, all the foundations are shaken. I told you you're gods, you are sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you'll die like men or natural men and fall like any one of the princes. Because things are being put in motion. The environments are being, and the earth is slavery and slavery to that. Notice what Jesus said when he stood before the religious system. He said, they asked him a question and he kept silent and did not answer. And it says again, this is Mark chapter 14, verse 61 and 62. And again the high priest was questioning him and he said to him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? I love that phrase just in itself. And Jesus said, I am. And you shall see. Notice this. What are the next four words? The Son of who? How come he didn't say the Son of God? What is man that you're mindful of him, or the Son of Man? You know what the original Hebrew says in Psalms 8 about that? It says this, you've made man but just a little lower than God. The word God there, it's translated angels in the New Testament. That came out of the Septuagint in the Greek Old Testament. But the Hebrew Old Testament uses the word Elohim, which is speaking of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The writer in the Old Testament got a glimpse of something by the Spirit of God that says, and it's not a put down against human beings, it's just simply telling us what our origin is. And I realize religious systems don't want you to know this. They disconnect you from your father like a bad babysitter, and then they blame it all on the parent as if it's all his fault. But we need to understand something. The things that we see in our nation, the things that we see happening in our... And I'm not. Don't take what I'm saying, get over in the ditch about it and think, well, Pastor Dan's gone off on the left or whatever. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm not telling you that sin did this. I'm not telling you any of that. I'm just simply saying that at the foundation of Scripture, the Word of God says that the earth is completely under the control of any environment that human beings put it in. As I was thinking about these things, well, let's go one more Scripture. Habakkuk chapter 2 says, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. We've always made these statements that God can turn things that are bad and make them for good, right? So what if you could envision all of the waters that are flooding the entire neighborhoods over in Texas? What if you could envision, instead of those being destructive, what if you could envision as a result of those, it washes clean the environment that human beings set in place in the nation? And in the realm of the Spirit, what you see is the exact same thing, but it is the knowledge of the glory of the Lord flooding the nation from the east coast to the west coast, from the south to the north. See, we don't want to take for granted, folks, that natural man doesn't realize that they have authority over everything, and they have the authority to set environments in place that will either be an asset or destructive to the earth. I'm not a tree hugger. I'm simply telling you what your Bible already said. But if that's the case, Jesus said in Mark, he said, from this point on, and he was already seeing himself seated there, he said, from this point on, you're going to see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power. Everybody say the right hand of power. I wasn't going to read this verse, but I'm going to read it to you. Ephesians chapter 1 says this, and I'm going to read it out of the Passion Translation because I want you guys to have a new thought. Ephesians chapter 1, it says this. Now this is Paul speaking, and he says, my prayer, this is verse 19 of chapter 1, my prayer for you is that every moment you will experience the measureless power of God made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be in advertisements of this immense power as it works through you. Verse 20. This is the explosive and mighty resurrection power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. Now, I'm going to tell you, the way I used to read these verses, I used to read that the explosive and mighty resurrection power he was talking about that was released when God raised Christ from the dead was released to raise Christ from the dead. That's not what it says. That's not the context. How many of you were ever told, or how many have ever heard this? That, well, Jesus had the power of God without measure, but we have it with measure. Anybody ever heard that? I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. How many don't want to admit that they've heard it? You didn't say it, you just heard it from somebody. Did you notice that that's not true? No, I'm serious. Did you really honestly notice that? Verse 19 again says, my prayer for you is that every moment, is there any moment that's not included in every moment? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, your translation will say basically the same thing. My prayer for you is that every moment you will experience the measureless power of God made available to you through faith. What's faith? Is that something that comes from you? No, faith is the evidence of something, right? Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is the evidence. It's the foundation of things that create hope inside of you, and it is the evidence or the revelation of things in the unseen realm. It is what Father uses to reveal things to you that already belong to you, but hold on to your hat. When you act on those things that are revealed to you through that back channel, so to speak, it brings the power of God on the front channel to cause those things to come to pass. This is exactly what Paul is saying. My prayer for you is that every moment, Ephesians 1:19, you will experience the measureless power that you're not the measured power. Where we got this idea that we were given a measure of power, but Jesus had all power? Because the word in Romans says that you were given a measure of faith. Problem is that context of that is not talking about just having just a certain amount. It's talking about everybody got the same amount and it's all of it. But how much you develop it is up to you. So this verse, Paul is praying over the church at Ephesus, and you might as well pray this over you. In fact, you might as well just take this scripture and pray it over everybody in your Best Life Church family. Pray it over yourself and pray it over the Best Life Church family. My prayer for you is that every moment you'll experience the measureless power of God made available to you through faith, or that which is revealed from faith, the revelation of faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. So you're not supposed to be separate from it. Right? Verse 20, let's get a new thought on this verse. This is the explosive and mighty resurrection power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. Does it say in this verse at any point he pulled that back? At In other words, it was released to raise Christ from the dead, but it is still here. You might as well say amen. I wish I could put it on the screen, but I don't have that ability. The power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority. What did Jesus say he was going to be standing in Mark chapter 14? At the right hand of power. You know where Ephesians says he seated you when he raised you up, when he raised Christ up? In heavenly right hand of power, same place. Why? Because when he raised Christ from the dead, it was a whole new environment. Whole new environment released in the earth. See, natural man still, whether they realize it or not, they still, the earth is still subject to their environment that they release. You can call it an act of God all you want to, but it is actually what's coming out of your mouth. But if that's true, and it is, because your Bible says so, how much more is it true when you, as the new man and the new woman, the new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. How much more is it true when you, because even these verses say, now you are his church, his body on the earth, and you're the completion of him that fills all things with his presence flowing through us. So if we are the completion of his presence flowing through us, then once Christ was raised from the dead, that resurrection power, the magnitude of that power was released into the earth to flow through us, and it's never stopped. You don't have a measure and he has all measure. You have everything he has right now. So with today being the day of a national day of prayer, what we're going to do is we're going to employ our sonship and our daughtership. And we're going to lift up, to start with, we're going to lift up the cities of Houston, Rockport, Port Arnes, however you say that, Victoria, Lake Conroe, Port Arthur, and Bridge City. They got hit the hardest from the floods. How many know praying is not just going through the motions? You have, now that you understand, you actually have power that is released through you when you release your words into the earth. And we have a right to believe God to do things on our behalf in those cities. And I'm believing this, that, and we've even started seeing it. I started praying when the hurricane started to hit. Father, magnify and glorify your church in those cities. And we're already starting to hear testimonies of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in those cities just rising to the occasion. But I believe that there's some things going on in the realm of the Spirit that God wants to cause that flood, those floodwaters that are not the destructive ones, but behind the scenes, the ones that are the knowledge of the glory of Him, He wants to cause those things to flood the entire nation. You can use the images you see in Texas as images, but understand in the realm of the Spirit, He's saying that as the waters cover the oceans, that's how well known the glory of His, what He knows will be known in this city, in the world. So we can stand by and we can begin to declare those things. In fact, you don't have to get up. If you want to get up and walk around, you can. If you don't, you sit there in your chair, that's fine too. But let's just begin to lift up the city that they're on your screen there, Houston, Rockport. Does anybody know how to pronounce that next one? Port Aransas, Victoria, Lake Conroe, Port Arthur, and Bridge City. And let's believe God that not only will restoration come quickly, but what the people lost will be restored to them better than they had before. Amen. That the businesses that got destroyed because of the floodwaters, that their businesses will come back, or maybe the Spirit of God will give them a new idea that will even be better than the one they had before. So let's just go ahead and let's begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you. You can pray out of your spirit. You can pray in your natural tongue. Doesn't matter. I would encourage both. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Father. We thank you for this nation. We thank you, Lord, that your spirit belongs in this nation. We thank you, Lord, that you've seen the end of this nation and it's a good end. But you know the plans that you have for it. You know the plans that you have for the people, Father, and I thank you that you would cause what darkness meant for evil and destruction, and you would turn these things around and cause your name to be glorified in the state of Texas, in the cities of Houston. We ask that you would cause those people to be restored 100% and even better. That there'll be no mistake that there's somebody that cares about them. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. As you're praying, if you get something in your spirit to pray out, go ahead and just pray it out for everyone. Just, we can set our agreement to it. Father, I thank you for that resurrection power that you've released when you raised Jesus from the dead. And I thank you that it's still in motion even today. I thank you that you've plugged us into it, Father, and you've seated us next to you in heavenly places, that we are the completion of you in the earth. And Jesus, we just thank you that you declared these things before man, that you're seated at the right hand of power. And so we take that place that you purchased. And we declare in the state of Texas, all along these areas, complete and total restoration quickly. Even as the ground absorbs the moisture, that when the ground absorbs the moisture, just like in the natural, when the ground absorbs the moisture and up comes new plant life, Father, we thank you that behind the scenes, the ground will absorb the moisture of the kingdom of God, and it will begin to produce new fruit in this nation from the east coast to the west. Father, we thank you that your presence and what you declared in your word so many years ago, that the knowledge of the glory of you will be so common in this nation that it will no longer be theory. We've lived from the place of theory for too long. Man spits theory out of his mouth in disgust. But he was wired and created to take in the presence of you. At the right hand of you, Father, is a man, Christ Jesus. He has secured and anchored the place for human beings to live from. And we thank you for that, Lord. We declare that your church rises up in this nation and they get a glimpse of who they are, not who they've been told they are. And you begin to move on their hearts and draw them into the things that they're not maybe quite familiar with. But you teach them how to stand there. You teach them how to move there and live there and have their being there. And as they release what you give them on the inside through the back channel, so to speak, out of their spirit, they'll begin to release a true and tangible, practical presence of you in the cities that they live in. The darkness will scream, and they'll... One person said they'll bawl and squall like a mashed cat, but that's okay. Because you've already declared from the beginning that where darkness abounds, your presence and power, your grace will much more abound. So we just thank you for that. Thank you for giving us the opportunity in a nation where we can join together and have a national day of prayer. And we understand that we're not just going through the motions. We're literally setting things into motion in the eternal realm that you're going to utilize and bring restoration to those folks, not just in Texas, but anywhere else. We declare relationships to be whole. We declare strife to be put down. Where relationships have been contentious, we thank you, Lord, that they may not even be able to understand it, but because of your presence, it will just become distasteful to try to perpetuate strife. And we thank you that you bring these things to pass. Does anybody have anything? Just to shift gears a little bit. Robert, I hate to put you on the spot here, brother, but I forgot. You had mentioned you have a friend that's going in for... He's got some things going on with his lungs. How did it turn out? Because one, he says, you said one side's already been removed, and okay, what's his name? Paul. Let's lift up Paul this morning, and let's believe God to expand the capacity of his lung. Why not give him new ones? I mean, it's just tissue, right? Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Paul to you. Father, we just thank you. In fact, why don't you do this? I mean, I know y'all are pretty comfortable. The ones that are seated, you can stay seated. The ones that are around, maybe just join hands with them close by. You guys can join hands with folks over there. And let's lift Paul up. Go ahead, feel free to reach across the aisle there, and they're nice folks. I know that they won't bite you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you and praise you. We lift up Paul to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that your spirit is a spirit of restoration. And we just ask that you would visit Paul, Father, and wherever he is right now, that you would cause that body to be restored after this shock of surgery. We ask that you would quicken the healing process in his lungs. And Father, we just ask you for brand new lungs. Brand new lungs. Brand new lungs. Everybody say that. Brand new lungs. One, two, three. Brand new lungs. We ask that your presence will rest upon Paul, Father, and if he doesn't know you, that you reveal yourself to him, make yourself known strongly. caused the light of the glorious gospel to flood his soul, and he caused him to run to you with all of his energy. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you caused your joy to rest upon him, encourage him, build him up. Show him who he is, that he's amazing, that he's a blessing to you. And none of this stuff is going to stop your plan for his life. And we just thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, and everybody greet that prayer, said, amen, amen, amen. Absolutely. What's his name? Dennis. All right. Right. Dennis, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know what, let's just go down this path. Anybody else got anybody they know that they'd like to believe God? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. The Townsend family? What was that gentleman that died? Paul? Oh, yeah. Okay. What was his wife's name? Lainey. I have a niece named, well, Elainey, but they call her Lainey. So let's pray for Lainey and the children. What's the children's names? Well, if you don't know, that's fine. No problem. What is it? Peter, Paul, and Mary? Okay. Yeah, Lainey and her children. That's good. So we're going to pray for Lainey that the church needs to be involved there to bring restoration to her and bring her support and cause her to be able to walk out of this thing not in lack. And also Dennis. We have the most amazing position. Jesus said, just pray for revelation. I say Jesus did, but it was Holy Spirit through Paul said that. For natural men, you pray for revelation. So let's just lift up Dennis and Lainey and their children right now in the name of Jesus. You pray from where you are, and I'll pray from where I am, and then I'll close the whole deal. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we lift up Dennis to you, Father. We just love you. We praise you. Your word has already declared that it's not your will that any man, any human being should perish. You purchased them all. And when you died, Jesus, they all died. So the life that they now live, they live by the faith of the Son of God. So we just ask you right now that your faith, you'll open the eyes of his understanding and you'll pull back the veil to his vantage point and he'll see things from Jesus' perspective and you'll reveal yourself as strong in who you are. We thank you for even if it takes manifestations, Father, we thank you that you'll reveal yourself to him in a big way. And Father, even as he's wherever he is right now, we ask that your presence would begin to run down his head and run down his face and like hot oil and just run down his entire length of his body and all the rebellious cells in his body that are acting out. They get eradicated by the presence of your presence. If you're going to eradicate the Antichrist with the glorious manifestation of your presence, you might as well eradicate every form of darkness that comes from the source, the same source. And we just thank you for it, Lord. We speak to those cancer cells in Dennis's body, and we tell you your time is up. Your time is up, and it's time to go. By being in direct opposition to the presence and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are cursed. And you cannot stand in the presence of the Lord. We thank you for your peace to rest upon Dennis, and we thank you for a supernatural deliverance. That he'll know you more real than he's known anything else in his life. We lift up Lainey to you, Father, and we know that it's a shock to lose a spouse. That in many cases is your best friend. All because of something that's needless. But we ask that your presence will rest upon her and her family. That you'll draw her children into you. Yes, you declared that you would be a father to the fatherless. So we ask that you'll do that right now, Father. And you gather those, like Jesus described, you gather those family members like a hen gathers her young, and you hide them under the shadow of your wing. And that you will create supernatural provision and abundance for that family that Lainey will know. She'll rest and see and know that you're the Lord. And that your peace and supernatural insight will flood her soul to show her the steps to take to walk out of this thing more prosperous and more blessed than she ever was before. Not because you took Paul, but because you love Paul and you love Lainey. And you love those kids, and they all still have a future, and it's still a good future. So we thank you for that, and we thank you for the opportunity to be involved there. Send your laborers across those people. Cause your blessing to flow from your people to those people. And let them experience what being one with you really is. And everybody agree with that prayer said, Amen. Well, that's what we're going to do today. I guess I'll use all my notes another time. Did you guys get anything out of this? I'm glad that three of you did. I'll put my hand in the ring there. Remember this, when Jesus is raised from the dead, the resurrection power was released in the earth and has never gone back. It's never gone away. It is at your disposal 24 hours a day. But the way you access it is you spend time with your Father and you allow His faith to reveal to you how to step out and activate it. Well, amen. Everybody stand up. Let's go. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you for your presence in this place, and we thank you that we're learning more and more how to facilitate you, because we don't want to just go through the motions. We just want to facilitate you, and we just thank you for it. And I thank you for your blessing upon all these people in this room and anybody that's listening over the web. We thank you that your blessing will rest upon them even where they are. We just praise you and bless you. That they are carriers of the resurrection power of Jesus. Let's be good stewards of it. And everybody agree with that prayer said, Amen.
Thank you for listening. For service times and other event information, visit www.bestlifechurch.org.